this is the cross between halacha and social. It's not really, it's not purely halacha. Okay. Is this recording on that?
This is recording on that.
What people are expecting halacha. It's like a cross between halacha and not halacha.
So let's say quickly.
Okay, so we obviously know that mitzvahs for men and women are mangrama, right? Essentially, that would be the law. So this the basic logic would be that if the chiyuv theoretically were to be on a woman, it would be a challenge to the family unit, right? That meaning, am I getting reasons or does the Torah say?
Well, the Torah says that. Some Rishonim want to say that. Some Rishonim want to say that's the main reason. I mean, some of them said exactly what you just said, because a woman has to raise the children, she's responsible to take care of the household. But the question is, where if she's not married, and that, so okay, that's, so we don't always know the reasons in the Torah, but we have a right to say maybe that's the reason.
So what's the farthest source, I guess you could say, you're saying the person can't read, what is the Gemara
say? What does it say a reason?
We just said
it. It says it, when the Darshan is a passing, the Chenech says a reason, the Sefer Chenech is a reason, and he says that's the reason. It's a reason, not the reason. We never know the reason. So you never.
He can't proceed and say, well, if a woman's single.
No, of course not. The Gemara says clearly, even if you're single, it doesn't make a difference. So.
Because according to that logic, it would say, well, until you're married or until you even have children, technically.
Right. And if you're very wealthy, you don't have to cook, and you don't have children. Right. But that's what the Chinuch says. The Chinuch learns. That's exactly how the Chinuch explains it.
And okay, so then I'm just sharing things that like have come up a lot in life and sometimes to have more insight. So then the marshal with things like I know a woman can't be a shit, but because Umar says that they're more emotionally
involved. No, that's not true. That is not true. The Mishnah says a woman could be a shaykhut.
Which is the supervisor.
No. No. Can't argue with the Mishnah. Hakru shachtam. Tosi says that we Ashkenazim have a minig woman don't shecht. Tosi says why? That's not sure. Tosi says maybe the reason they don't shecht because they faint quicker,
right,
seeing blood. Tosi says that's maybe the reason. Which it's the story is statistically says women faint a lot less from blood because they're used to blood. So the women are much more used to. No. Most women, I heard this, I once asked this to a nurse who works in the operating room. He says the women are able to tolerate blood much easier. But the place says that's a minik, that's only a minik. That word. And the Yemenites, the women were a sheikhet.
Unsupervised.
Just, yeah. It's only we have a minik that way. Taisa wants to say that's maybe the reason.
And that could be also the reason in some places or whatever.
Right.
So, okay, so that was leading to a different area. So let's say you want to say, Shkita, like, well, now I know the real reason. But then, Mama's arguing in, like, let the woman doesn't vote Kiev so much. I'm just going
but to. But she doesn't have a Kiev.
Right, and that would be applicable to Mrs. As soon as the Kiev's not. Kiev's really not on the first.
No, there's no Kiev. This is that's just Mangrama. A sofer, that's a different thing. There's a question in the Gemara because a woman is not the tzibah to write a film. It says, Ikshartam Ikshaftam. I have to look it up, that's a machlokes. The woman, since they're not obligated to put on film, so they can't write film. So that's a question, why mezuzahs? But I have to look it up again. But that's, let's say, for the same question.
Well, technically, when is a woman obligated to hear the parent?
Right, so maybe that's what they can't write. Yes, but there's, I remember now, there's an answer why they don't. I
don't remember.
No. No. I have to remember now, I don't remember now. Okay, any other questions? This is Marsh Kofa. This is Kala, it's SMS.
That was
yeah.
And then, so my question was, why not Mikra Megillah and not Halacha?
Yeah, that everyone agrees. The Gemara says Megillah, everyone agrees. The Gemara says Matan Talmud Torah Mikra Megillah. The question is on the Chnosis Kala, Tzuos Ames, or the Chesed. Talking about Gemara's function, not Chesed. What's a Chesed to do for Ames? That the Yom of Atal Torah is not just a Chesed for Kala. But you see a very important thing that you see. Very, very important thing that I try to point out that you just asked. You see, giving kavod for a mess, because the mess in the family feels kavod, is a very, very important. A kala. I mean, she's going to get married, and she's, she'll get married. I mean, I always say this famous thing about my parents. My parents got married after the war. There was just a minion people at the wedding. No music, no photographer. It was right after the war. And who made the meal? My mom herself, the kala, with her two sisters, survivors, and they made the meal, and just had minyan. And my wedding was a fancy wedding, and I'm sure yours was too. I want to tell you, the Shalom Bais my parents had, it was unbelievable. So I say, you see, has nothing to do how much money you spent at the wedding, nothing. So why is that so important to make? Because it's very important to give kavod for the kala. Because it'll make the marriage sucker happier. She feels like, I'm something. And that gives the person the strength. The person's the starting point. Person leaves this world, the family is shattered. You give kuvvet for the family, and it means a lot for the family. It means a lot. Kuvvet is the point of relationship. You're into relationship. Kuvvet, respect. Respect is the most important thing in relationship.
I'm also going
to go tomorrow. Israel. Wow. So we're going to go
visit
the family. We lost the soldiers. During the Shiva, there was a pack of people that were in the Shiva. There was nothing in the
vacuum.
So how many people went there?
There will
be
four or five people.
Okay. So if you know the question, that is another question.
I have another
question. Let me just explain what he just said. What's your first name again?
Jonathan.
So let me explain this. It really means a lot for people when they're so shattered. That's what it really means. When you menachem over someone and they lost someone, and if no one cares, it's a horrible feeling. It's a horrible feeling. They don't have a drive. I'm going to tell you something very clearly. Yes. If no one would care, if no one at the Kaiser would give a hoot, they would stop it. You don't understand. They keep Shabbos. They don't give shit. They only want, I'm going to teach you guys. He's the Apikaitis, the B'nai David. He's a Shagetz. I wouldn't call his name even. He is an Apikaitis. Yain, if his wine is Yain Esach. Yeah, but he said, he got up and says, you're not supposed to, you don't make the Shrei Sani Ishu. He got up, someone showed me the article. Yeah, so means he's Pedic in a Chazal and Choshetim for Minas, Apikosis. Well, I don't trust him for anything. A glass of water, I won't trust him in his house. Once a person says, we don't listen to the Rabbanans, this is a basic probably Yiddishkeit is built. For 2,000 years, the Shlosh Tana issue was correct. Now he decided, now it's not. It's just
What would you tell these people who sort of have this inclination that, well, halacha is built upon what Terry said, but that was only according to some foolish people, it's 400 years old. We know that.
Well, no, it doesn't. But I answered them. I want to see what's going to happen to your children, grandchildren. I want to see what's going to happen to these grandchildren. Right. Your children are going to be going, intermarried, and my children and your children who followed these Shloi San issue are not going to be intermarried. You're not going to have, I would tell this guy, I would tell this rabbi which you just mentioned, probably he'll have grandchildren who will be going.
Well,
not, that's how it works.
But in terms of like the argument that, well, halacha is based off the
Torah. No, it's not. Halacha, once Sanhedrin made a tikkun, even though it does not apply nowadays, we can't abolish it, the Gemara says. Very, one of the few times, if you learn Kam Dachtein, you just had the beginning of the Masechta. A few whole shas about it. Once the Rebbonim made and instituted a tikkun, you have to be a best and gulam and chachma minyan to abolish it. If Sanhedrin
exactly.
Said,
you think
Sanhedrin
means
by Shani
after that?
Yeah, no, they had a stand to this Manamarum. Yes, but the Sanhedrin instituted in Netziv swimming is one of the things that young people help me ask me. Swimming. We're not supposed to swim Shabbos. Or let's see what else people. Cholav Akim. Okay, that's the big machlekes. That's also not such a good marshal. But yeah, okay, let's see. We're on swimming Mikhail Moshe's school and he has a whole Kiddush. Let's see, you're not supposed to go swim in a lake. Kill Al Mamoy, the lake you're not allowed to. That's a machlekes, but that's a minig. A pool is a minig, a lake is a minig. Why? Chazal said you're going to make yourself chobi as a shaitan, a tube to swim. To help you swim. You make a raft. A raft is the right word. You make a raft. Yeah, but you might take a piece of wood, and just tick and kaylee. Now come on, today every child knows how to swim. How old are your children?
3.5.
And he also knows how to swim already. Right? Today it's in our blood. You know, that every child has to swim. And that's where Baruch Hashem, you know, you don't hear Chas V'Shalom drumming when very young children don't know how to swim. But anyone is a little bit 6, 7, really hear them drumming. Yeah, everyone swims today. So now everyone asks me, so why shouldn't we be able to go to swim? Abolish. If the Sanhedrin made it, Kona, even though right now no one makes, everything is pre-made, and no one's going to go make anything. Once the Sanhedrin made the Gzeira, it's a little click. Finish. We don't switch it. The Gemara talks about it, even Megillah laning. The Gemara has the whole question, how could the Rebbonim come later and change the date of the Megillah to read 11, 12, and 13 if it wasn't time? But I mean, we're changing it. I mean, just that. It's called a change. And you're not big enough to get a Gdoila, and we can now change it.
So nothing's been changed.
Right. Right. Let's say Muktzah. You know, maybe you should not say Muktzah. You know, but Chazal asked it, and you know, many of the reasons. It's also, we cannot change anything. Making a bracha is only the Rabbanim. So a guy can't come and say, maybe times of the Gemara, I heard different arguments, Shlo Yisan issue. The argument, someone asked me this question. They said, an argument says, a woman used to work unbearable difficult. Today they don't have such a hard time working. You know, they used to work, you ask your mother in Europe, my mother says in Europe, it was extremely difficult for a woman. It was very, very good. Today, Baruch Hashem, you know, most women don't have it so difficult. Let's face it, you know. Not like it used to be. So maybe we shouldn't say Shlom. Chazal said we should say it. We don't budget. And that's why you are from, I'm from, your father didn't change, your father didn't change. When the people start changing, it's, how do you say in English, a slippery slope.
But if I could help someone who's purely academic, we're trying to cite them as well.
Rambam. Rambam says clearly that once the beginning is said that Torah, once the Sanhedrin made it tikkun, it can never be changed.
I know this sounds apocryphal. Where's the Rambam site?
So from the Gemara by the Zohar, Gemara.
The Gemara says that.
So Gemara says a few places. Shatz, Gemara by the Zohar, Gemara Masechtes Megillah, Gemara Masechtes Sanhedrin. No, but they didn't change their mind. A Gzeda does not take effect as a Klaus who accepts it. It never was accepted.
Right,
thank you. But Bishal Akim was accepted.
So because
Bishal Akim
was accepted, fine. But since
Pop Akim
wasn't accepted,
right.
Then we're not
Machmer. Right. But it's much easier. Bishal Akim, people are going to say, well, nowadays maybe it doesn't apply. You know, people could say, hold the. You know, but the Chazal, it's a very important. Once the Rebbonim came, made a tikkun, you could never change it. That's the Yisod of Yiddishkeit. And you find it. I want to tell you something. I watch this. I have a guy who comfort with these things. And his children are totally of the devil.
I don't know if that's the truth, but I'm
yes, sir. When people start checking, they're finished.
But does that apply to, when I say above of the minigoni. I'm talking about like a minigoni, like Sfaradi Nashka.
No, that's a minigoni. That doesn't apply.
Well, Sfaradi is a minigoni. I don't know if it's a minigoni.
It's a machlokes in the Rishonim, and they pass in the Chumra. That's a machlokes in the Rishonim.
Because the modern standard is predominantly Ashkenaz
Right.
Right. I never heard of
Sephardi Hasher. Yeah, I have a son that holds doggies. You know, in the mountains, this place called Doggies. That's my son-in-law. So when this, that's his. His name. That's his business. So he tells me the Sephardi want. We have to come in, and he has going there, and there's a Svadish order, something's the order. They make sure that it's not enough you put on the fire. The Yid goes in, and so my himself, and he has someone, my daughter says she was there, no, she was not there Sunday, she was helping out. Svadish order, and yes, we're going to put on the fire, she put it on the fire. The Svadim Amachmed, that's a Chumra, and the Chlegs are Shainim, the Chaba.
A dominant in the United States for sure, and therefore all the major Hashem. Would that mean that if I'm a Sephardi person, this is my
can't be Mekel, you can't be Mekel. No.
Even though I want to say that when you're saying earlier that it was accepted, that technically
it's not a halacha. That's not a halacha.
But for me, it's official. That's the definition.
That's a machlokes. It's like a Sephardim have other minhagim. They eat rice. Can you eat rice? Can you eat rice on Pesach? You're right, he can't. 100%. The Bavad Yosef tries to find some coolest for the Sfadim. He has a whole tshuva, tries to make it a. Yeah, so he has a. You know, he wants to explain, you know, but he himself says. He himself says the Ika. And if there's a will, there's a way. If you're Sfad, you go out often the rest of the months, and you don't tell them to. There's a will, there's a way. You tell them that you are. No, my daughter says, just this week she was telling me this, that, you know, there's a Sephardi, you come in, and they order it, you know, for the family, and she put them, it's very simple, just put on the fire.
There's no way to say, Midrash America, this is Midrash.
No, that's because the Sephardi have their own Minhagim. Which Nisa of the Daven? The Sephardi is a Nisa. Yeah, it's a Nisa. The question is something else. If a guy moves in, there's another question in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a Sephardi moves in the Ashkenazi city. Well, they have minyanim over here, Svadish and minyanim in this neighborhood. Right? There's Svadish and
minyanim.
What is that?
Right,
so you see, there's a. So let's say you would move in and a place there is no Svadish and minyanim. When I was growing up, there was no Svadish and minyanim in Bar Park. And then started, there was a Kira Ashkenaz. There was no real start. So then he could, he not only that, he could join and he has to. The Chumris and the Kulis. Yes, if he lives, there's no, but he follows the Chumis and the Kulis. Because there's a man, in history, Moshe, if you take genetic testing, there are many Ashkenazim come from the Golus Sfard. I don't know if you know this. Many, many Ashkenazim, especially Hungarians, there was a few cities with Mamish, they traced them to Golus Sfard. They don't even know how to know who was Sfard. They
live.
Yeah, so they came in. So that what happens is, once you live in a community, they came into the bigger Hungarian communities. So they cobbled them in Hogan.
But if 10 families are coming, boom, you have a minion.
Yeah, but they didn't make a minion. They, you know, they tried to make an. I once read it. Not just a minion. It's a minion. It's a shechita and a mikvah. They have to do these three things.
Right. That's what I was about to ask. I think that's more important. Than
right. These three things, but it's not in history. That's for some reason that the Barrel Wine and his tapes I once heard. Tristek says, I don't understand why whenever the Ashkenazim came together with the Sfardim, the Ashkenazim always how does he say the nice word? The Sfardim became Ashkenazim. He doesn't know why. Through history, he watched it. The whenever the two cultures clashed, after two, three generations, everyone became Ashkenazim. Right? Any other good question while you add it, since we have a private lesson over here?
We're still working, you weren't allowed. You should offer the thought at the next Seder dinner. But with marriage, that's very different. Meaning, they always go by the man in the pocket.
Yes, a wife has to. Yes, a wife has to follow the husband's minhagim.
He was stepping down.
Let's say, Your wife is Ashkenazi or Sephardi? Sephardi. But even as Sephardi, you ate rice? And your wife is a Moroccan?
Yeah.
Oh. But even amongst I have a very close friend. His daughter married his wife is Ashkenazi, I'm sorry. His wife is Ashkenazi. She says, but she got married. I mean, my age, she says, the first few chagim were so difficult. Rice and the Syrians, they dried rice and all different menhagim. Yeah, but first Yontif, she couldn't take rice in her mouth. But, you know,
I don't want to let it go.
She had Yontif is much easier.
I have a close relative that married a Sephardi girl. So I think she's Moroccan too, so let me give you the rice. But LaMarshall, her family, they're from Israel, right? So in Israel, the shtiklis are much more, it's not like America. She kept a higher standard of kashrus than that.
So that's halak, but she has a shtiklis.
Yeah, so even like whatever the high, she
right.
Jokingly said, I married Avi, and now
that's not downgraded. I mean, the Sephardim hold that it's a better
Hashgacha.
Chalak, chalak.
In Israel?
No.
Where's
the case?
Like,
so
in Israel?
Yes,
in
Israel she gets
the
higher,
her
family gets
the
higher.
But the
Sephardim
said, in Israel
is
Israel
Mahadim.
Trace the
Mahadim.
Claim.
Yeah.
But let's say...
Forget
that. Let's explain. Let's say yes. Let's say you have a Sephardi Ashkenazi married Ashkenazi married a Sephardi. They don't have such a hard time making Pesach, right? Pesach, you guys eat everything. And you don't drive yourself nuts. The Sephardim don't drive themselves nuts. I have not. I was told you told me not Moroccans, but some of the Egyptians. They have a guy Mashul. He got married. He told me he bought only glass plates. They use no chicks, fleishiks, Pesach matzah. You also do that? No, but the Egyptians do that. So Machaber brings such a shitta. He grew up this way. But you're the Moroccan man, he's also that way?
Glass, yeah.
Glass, fish. He grew up this way. There was nothing. Before Pesach, mother washed the dishes, the parents. Regular. But life became, it doesn't mean that she stepped down. That's the minik, that's the mesoida, that's what we do. But it is, it's not chasashom that you don't eat that high standard, you're eating trave. Don't drink. It's not trave. Yeah, it doesn't mean, long black doesn't mean it's not. You know, it's just chumras. It's just chumras. That's what it means. Yes, he shouldn't do that if he grew up eating glatt. But
everybody in Israel, there's a huge amount of people that don't eat glatt. The market. So she grew up eating glatt, and now she's married to someone who's not at all makir on glatt.
Yes, it's okay. As long as it's kosher, it's okay. That's
that.
No, no, he's talking about not glatt. He's talking. No, he's talking a moshul.
No, this is actually put on.
Let it be. It doesn't make a difference. Or let's say another meaning. A lady comes, a Moshe has a shtuva, a lady didn't want to wear a shekel. She was machma. That's not, well, the Sephardim didn't wear a shekel. No, the Sephardim, let me just tell you a big secret. Sephardim never wore a wig. Never. Yeah, yeah. So the question was, she didn't want to wear a shekel. And her husband was not interested. He wanted his wife to look beautiful, whatever the reason. He said to her, you cannot be machma. And vice versa, she wanted another tshuva where a lady wanted some power a minute to cut the hair off. And she has to follow her husband's menhagim. Doesn't mean where she comes from. But the wig, wearing a wig is a kula, meaning the Sephardim held, which wearing a wig is against the halacha, because you look pretty. Let's face it, me and our wives look a lot prettier in the shekel than on here. Let's be a little honest.
Well, but like,
well, they have to. If they're talking, they're wearing right. I mean, in SSO you see many of the frumah svadim, really from svadim. You don't see a bit of hair coming out. Really, it's only here in America. You know, the very mezalzan on this. Yeah, but if you go in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, you see the Frumah Sephardim. I remember I was in Israel, I have a friend whose wife is a Sephardi, you know, Namish, you know, they taught how to do it. Nothing shows.
So when I give you the glass, you're saying if it's within the confines of Halacha, this down, even if it's mamish down.
Yes, as long as it's confines of Halacha, a wife has to listen to her husband.
So it's not considered down, that's what you want. Okay.
What he really wants to say, let me explain what he's saying. Let's say a guy marries a Sephardi lady. Now she's going to eat rice and beans and Pesach. She having less Olam Haba?
That's
no.
I'm not talking about that. Because that is not a downgrade. That is a change in minhag. I'm talking specifically a first thing.
Kalat is kosher. It's just chumras. It's really chumras.
Listen, my Bavi didn't have Gibra, but my baby wants Gibra on my mother's side. But she kept the house strictly non-Gibra to serve him a table in his own top.
Yeah, but she was wrong. Sofer married his third wife. Sofer married his third wife. Sofer, I don't know if you know, Sofer had a first wife who didn't have children. Then he married until the age of 52. Then he married the Kibeg's daughter. She was a young almana, and he had 7 children with her. But she died young. And then his third wife was a Tivgit, was a big goodless wife. She was from Galicia. And in Galicia, they didn't eat gebracht. Sofer did. So she didn't want to make gebrachs. He told her to, in this house, you're going to make gebrachs. You don't want to eat it, you don't have to eat it.
In my example, this is like about his second marriage. He wasn't as strong as her. She came from a very, very strong Swedish family. Her husband was still, her first husband was still with the baby. So it was one of those,
No, that's different.
So she was the firmer one in the relationship.
No, she was, that's different. Okay. Okay. Any other kshala, or should we go further? Have any good questions? Okay. So let me explain where we're up to over here. We're up to Tuf Kuf Beis Oz Dalet. Yantav, yes.
Even though they're using machinery, and there's no way to do it without machinery.
What do you mean machinery? He just he puts the light on? I mean, yes, it's okay. It's a shvus, the shvus.
No, not a light on. Okay, for example, in the hotel, like a Starbucks.
I mean, it doesn't. The reason you're allowed to do it because, first of all, the fire is on all the whole time. A Starbucks, it's just a coffee is the least problem. The fire is on all the time. If it's continuous coffee making the hotel. And it was only Jews there?
No, huge hotel.
Okay, so he did it for everyone, so the majority were going.
So then you can do it on Shabbos too?
No, in Shabbos, yes. I mean, Shabbos is a machlokes. If a guy does it, makes fresh coffee, he does it for the goyim, it's also. Shabbos. I have to think about that on Shabbos. Yontif is sure it's okay.
For sure it's okay.
Yontif is sure okay. Shabbos should also be the cove. Shabbos is also good. Since you did it, the Shabbos will be also good. If you did it for the majority of going, then the Shabbos is also good.
Okay, that means you can't order. That means you have to only ask for a coffee that's already brewed.
Yeah, that you can't
order. Say, I like a coffee.
Yeah, Shabbos, it's only if you, of course, I would not, for sure. So only if you put up the coffee, today's coffee is a whole new world. But again, if a guy put up a coffee, and someone asked me this same question on a cruise. So they had 200 people from 3,000 people. So he asked me the same question. Big machoik is on the cruise. I says, if the coffee was made there, the coffee goes all the time. I have a coffee all over the boat. So I said, how many were you? 300 Jews. The rest were goyim. So the main thing was for the majority of the goyim. So you love drink the coffee.
You're talking about the picture on the table or the thing you had.
No. Yes, you can. If they make it for you on Shabbos, that's terrible.
So you can't have like a cappuccino where they make it into
No, of course not. A Yontif, it's much easier. Depends what he does. Yontif, it's a meat of lakin.
A cappuccino, they grind
Shabbos, for sure, no way. Yes, Yontav you could be Mekel. Yontav you could be Mekel, yes, because all the things, the grinding such beans, as the questions only the Rabbanon, we hopefully will learn it, and putting on the fire is only the Rabbanon.
So for Shabbos, if you could be in a hotel for Shabbos, you're allowed to make an order on Friday.
No. The guy's going to make it for you Shabbos, you can't drink the coffee, he's going to make it for you.
If they're doing it for the whole
Olam, he's doing, putting, I'm talking about the guy puts up coffee, everyone passes by, he pulls up a cup of coffee. You're talking a cappuccino, and I can't pronounce all the words. Yeah, but at regular, not that he has to make a special brush.
Well, he has to make it
he makes it for 1,000 people.
He makes it, but then he fills up a pitcher for you.
Then that's okay.
But,
not a problem. The problem is, let's say you order special coffee, even Starbucks, when these people come with these fancy names and you have to wait 20 minutes.
Your question was the guy who walked in, you order coffee, he comes on and makes it.
Rob, elaborate on the question.
That's fine. So now if you're talking about you're on the boat and you're ordering a pot of coffee, the kitchen already made a bunch of coffee.
If they put up a regular coffee, like this machine, let's say a coffee machine, everyone can help themselves with coffee, that's not a problem. That's a problem.
So if they're gonna, you could order coffee if they already brewed a pot,
right,
and they're just filling up a cup for you.
That's right.
But if they're gonna make a fresh one for you, you came at the wrong time.
That's right.
Out. But in terms of getting a pitcher ordered to your room of coffee, you're
if it's a regular coffee,
I don't have to worry and think, well, they brewed a special pot.
No, you don't have to worry because but cappuccino they do on the spot.
Regular black.
Actually, that's okay.
And the carrot is not a problem.
It's not a problem, right? A boat is not a problem.
Hotel
is also not a problem. It's enclosed. Well, you have to, it depends how many Yidin were in the hotel. That you need a Riva Chatzeris. That's a separate issue. You have to make a native to carry and tell them. That depends on other factors about a native in an hotel. I want a pot of coffee in my door, yes.
What is it?
Okay, makes sense. Okay, we're up to Oz Dalad, if I say. Mitter, so I started to explain last time. That's why the one we learned over here. But I explained last time that to extinguish a fire, Shiyomtev, it's not called Oichal Nefesh. To put on a flame, that's the only way you cook is putting on a flame. Extinguish a flame is much, much challenge, we'll later learn, the few simanim, because to extinguish a flame is really not a yichal nefesh. So, lamashal, a person wants to be with his wife, and the light is, there's a light burning, a candle burning. You can't blow it out. Even though I won't be able to be with my wife now, because even though it's a tzedek, I want to be, and it's a mitzvah to be, but it doesn't make a difference, because because that's called mechshir oichal nefesh. It's not called the oichal nefesh itself. It means being with your wife is something that's bothering you that you can. That's called mechshir oichal nefesh. So really, you can't extinguish Shabbos a fire. They had a huge problem this in times of the Gemara because they didn't have fire like we have, you know, to the gas and let it burn. And we have no idea how lucky we are just to have fire going, what a headache this was. So, mitzvah lechaser is eish v'keli, a lot of cover of fire with the keli, or be'ufan michan, a dust that is muchan, k'desh yishtamer eish, b'leit yichobah, the fire should be guarded, and should not go out, the gamra. V'api shere kisi efshe she eish nischavam at, maybe we'll go out. They wanted to preserve the fire, so they dimmed the fire. But if you cover it, maybe some of the fire will go out. He says, m'kom ikivish efshe b'loi kibi, even though it's possible that what I'm doing is not sure it's going to go out. Is at nechav b'mat imikach klikim shemischav lekibi. I have no intentions to extinguish the fire. I want to dose the fire. So even though sometimes it might go out, since it's not my kvan, it's not a psikresh, it's okay. Mad vurim gishtzurich leish beyond the vatsmoy. I want it for today afternoon. Avon usel lechzurich yishu yom tevshen. What happens? Again, those days they needed the fire for Yontav Sheni, so he's going to dim the flames now to make sure that Yontav Sheni has a fire. You know how to do that?
No.
Not because you're preparing for Yontav Sheni. Yontav Rishon, you're not allowed to pay. This is so every Yontav I say it in shul. Your wife is not allowed to take out food Yontav Rishon afternoon for the night.
Unless
Yes. He's trying to preserve the to preserve the five yom tov sheni. So he's covering now, so the fire should last longer. You're not allowed to do that. That's only the Raisim, the Rabbanim. We're going to learn the whole time. Did not allow that. We're going to listen about the whole sim. We're going to learn soon. So you're not allowed to bring to prepare wine even. The Rishalma says you're not allowed to bring wine from the basement for tonight. Let's say Shabbos Yontav the afternoon. Your wife tells you, you know, we need wine for tonight, Suda. I'm sorry, we cannot start preparing anything till the night.
So the second night Pesach, Marshall, you could prepare the Kairos, let's say, for the sake of Hinnok, not for the Seder. See, if I don't want to eat one, I want to talk about a Kairos. Let's make a Kairos together.
You're not being practical. You're not being practical. Bottom line is, every Yontav, the second night Seder is always difficult because you're not allowed to do anything till it gets dark.
No, but what if you monitor?
Hey, that's something else. But we're talking about just the regular practical question. Always the second night Seder starts so late because the woman couldn't start doing anything until it gets dark. It's very, very important halacha.
So the thing with the food is the heter? Say, well, maybe I'll.
That's the raisa, not the rabbanon. We'll later learn when the chazal allowed. But that means when I tell you, you don't get malchus if you did it. Because you could have eaten now, but that means if you cook the yontav afternoon for tomorrow, since you could eat it today, you're not going to get malchus. But you're not allowed to do that. The rabbanim didn't allow you even just to prepare, not cook. Just the wife says, "Can you take the meat out of the freezer? I want to defrost it by the guests tonight." Sounds very practical. You're not allowed to do that. Okay.
The maid
could do it. That's a shvus. The shvus. That you could do. But that's why if you have a maid. But you know the problem with always with the sheikhs at home is people don't know the halachas and do everything with them. But this is one of the things you could tell a maid. Get chila, take out the food and prepare it. Yeah.
So take the hotels.
Of course it's prepared by there. They go and do it. Technically they're wrong. They have going. Most people have a going and they prepare. They set the tables and everything. Okay. He says, Matt would he says, Amika even Rosh Hashanah, you're not allowed to prepare one day Yontif to the other day Yontif. Now, there, let me explain the next halacha. It's a very interesting halacha. Many people don't know this halacha. You know, Shabbos, you're not allowed to make an oil. A tent. You know, you have, how old is your children? Your oldest? 8. And they make the tents. They're not allowed to make that on Shabbos. Doesn't make a difference. You're not allowed to do that. They love to do that, right? They play house, and then we get them.
The stroller also, right?
Stroller is machloikis, because there's some holy awesome tada, but that's for sure, everyone agrees. But the children love to make a tent, and they make a, how's it called, whatever. There's a house, the carriage, no, yeah, picture. They make the chairs, and they love, I watch my grandchildren. Shabbos and Yontif, you're not allowed to do it. So that's a separate issue. Stroller, since it's made that way, it's like a door. Since it's like a canopy. Because some hold it is that, some hold not. But that's more kill. Yeah, if it's made that way, it's like a door. You're opening a door and closing a door. Like a shlak, you know what a shlak on the sukkah is? It's made to open and close it. This is made that way, it's okay. Nothing, they can't, nothing.
What if there's somebody standing in person?
Yeah, if a person's holding them, but that's not how they play. They like to play hours long. What is it, first a boy or girl?
First a girl.
Girls love that. That's what they do. So let me, that's for sure, Kilama Universal. But the other question says, you're not allowed to cover the crib with a net. This is quite common. Someone went to Florida, text me this question. Florida is infested with mosquitoes. infested. He says, it's like, you don't know what his father thought. They paid so much money just to, they could have had much nicer sukkahs here than over there. He says, this place was in. So he asked, someone told him, you have to be aware, you have to prepare the net before. He says, yes, you're not allowed to put a net on mosquito on the carriage. That's what you do to keep the mosquitoes out. That's a problem. So you have to keep the hood on, and then you're allowed to do it. But since there's a tefech already there, and you're allowed to add. You understand? Ones are there, but putting that on, you're not allowed to. You can't put a shade up. Now, what happens? I put something up. I don't want it for a shade. I want to use it to put something underneath it. Okay, that's a difference. There's a difference if I put something up to have a shade and shouldn't rain. But the children do. They play a game and they make a house like that's like a. Then I'm not. I'm putting up the table, and there's two walls, and our tables don't have it, but the good old tables used to have two sides. I put the thing on top. So then, if I needed to use something underneath it, then you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, you have to do with the shini, it brings down. You have to pick up, that means I have to first, let's say if I want to make the table this way, I would have to bring this over here, hold it in the air, and then you slip in the two sides. That's the shini you have to do. Because I'm going to use the underneath it.
Underneath it, right.
That's a shini, we do it. So over here they talk about a fireplace that I was talking about. A fireplace, they used to make it's called a pyre in English, because they wanted to have ear and shin. It's the whole trick how to make a fireplace. So if you do it, the Rav says, you have to first hold the bricks, the piece of wood on top, and then build downwards. You have to make a shinny, because I want the middle to have ear for the fire to catch. You know, fire needs oxygen, so it needs holes. So you're not allowed to do that Shabbos. We don't have such practical things nowadays, trying to think besides a carriage and, you know. That's okay. That's okay. It's there already. It's not made for that. It's there, then it's okay.
No, but you are doing it so.
No, you're not doing it so. That's why.
I think they look at the floor very annoying.
Yeah, that's for you. But
I mean, I'll do it for the
kids. You know what I'm saying? But other people, that's fancy.
But if my wife and I, it's our house, and we don't like.
Yeah, then you're not allowed to. Then you're not allowed to. So there are people who, that's nice. Yeah, that's the tension. That's about the. So I don't have any more such things, because nowadays, let's say you want to have two barrels and stand on top of it. So that, you don't need the ear in the bottom. So you could do that. You want to make a, you understand? I want to make a stand. I don't need anything in the bottom. So if I put two barrels here, put a board on top because I want to stand on it, I couldn't care less this is, if it's empty or not empty. But a table, you want the space. A fireplace, you want the place. They used to cook eggs oasted somehow this way. You put a top and a bottom and put the fire in the middle. So it says also the same thing. And we don't have much practical cases that way. The only other thing which is we should be machmed is putting up a chuppah. Yeah, well, Yom Tov, let's say some places they put up a chuppah for the Simchas Torah. So you're not allowed to put it up with poles.
Like an umbrella.
Are you allowed to open an umbrella? No. You don't open an umbrella. So you shouldn't put up a chuppah. There's a question, why not? Some hold it out, but the meaning is not that way.
People dance for a chuppah.
Yeah. No, it means the Elias is under the chuppah. Chabad doesn't do that.
What Elias? You think Talus?
A Talus. Yeah. So that's a chuppah. So they're only using it out because people are holding it.
Right.
That's why we're makbid not to use poles.
People use poles.
Yeah, no, that's a mistake.
Never seen a pole.
Yeah. So, that's the reason. Why didn't you see the poles? Because with poles, it's also to do.
Well, like practically, for adults, you're fine. So if it's raining, and I don't know, your wife does not want to shake or get caught in the rain, then I'll give her your kapata or your talus to throw over it. Is that considered the oil?
Talus, she's wearing a talus, it's okay. Yeah, if it's not, it makes it all you can. You can't go pick it up this way and walk around this way. She puts it down. And that is another question. Can a woman wear a talis or a silver shgeva? Sivazugeva. That's a question. If you don't do it for that reason, the Meshach says a machlekes if you don't have to do it. That means your intention is to put the raincoat on, or the talus on, is not because you want to look like a man.
Right.
Your whole intention is to put it on is to cover your what's his name, and get not wet. So Meshach holds you allowed to do
it. Oh.
No. It's not called the design. So you're allowed to. You're allowed to take your raincoat off and put it onto your wife when it's raining. Right. So you're allowed to, let's say it's raining outside, you know, take off your kapata and put it on your wife. She didn't get soaking wet. Yeah, but it's not the tachlis, it's not the reason you're putting it on because I want to look like a lady. Not everyone agrees to that. The shach is mekel, and others are very machma.
So if it's chilly outside.
Chilly, you want to be a gentleman, you take your jacket off and you put it on her. Yeah, because others disagree. Others disagree with this.
She shouldn't put her dress on you. There you go.
All right. I'd say wet and cold. That's really an option.
So the next halacha is also like, we don't have fireplaces. You guys make a fireplace ever? You do? Yantav? No. So, you know, the question is, everyone had a fireplace. Today you want to act romantic, so you make a fireplace. But, you know, everyone had a fireplace then. So, the question is, to move around wood. A big machlik is what? You shouldn't take wood if the fireplace is altogether separated because you're dimming the fire. You understand? You know, when the wood is together, the fire is bigger. You want to move away, the wood is like dimming the fire. But if you have no intentions, you want to move from one side to the other side because you want that side to be hotter, you're allowed to do it. But to take out a piece, if you know it's going to dim the you know, he goes into details which is not again nowadays. The trick is to dim a fire, you're not allowed to. That is the big machloek is, am I allowed to turn off a gas range or not? I'll go into detail maybe next time you learn what is exactly the machloek is. But the reason why it's accepted, the chumrah, you're not allowed to turn the fire off. You're dimming the fire.
Only
Yontif.
You're allowed to turn off the power that turns the gas into the oven, right?
No, that's his question.
No, like, I'm not talking about turning down the gas on the oven. I go to the basement where the gas is being fed and turn off the valve because you're not feeding it.
Yeah, so who says that's mitzvah? Maybe the fire, the gas, the same thing. That's a machlokes. Some hold the minig is not that way. I asked someone Chabad also is not the minig to make old machma. You close the fire in Yonta? You close the fire in Yonta? Okay. No, touch it. What's the problem? Of course not. Right. Fireplace, you mean? Yeah, that's okay. Stir the fire, stir the thing.
So, one thing, you go to the basement, turn off the gas
TV. That's a big machlek, because the minig is not to do that. What is the machlek? The question is how to look at it. Do we look at it, it's feeding the fire? All I'm doing is not turning the fire off. I'm just not. Imagine.
Not supplying.
Imagine you have a fireplace, and every minute, automatically, a piece of wood falls in. So many, but some hold, it's not that way. It's mamish. Yeah. Because it's we don't look at it. We look at it, it's burning right now, and turning it off, Imam is extinguishing the fire. So that's how the question, how to look at it. Do we look at it as feeding, and don't let it be fed, or we look at it as wood, and you're turning the wood off? That was the machlekes.
In the case of a sakana, is there room to be mekel?
Yes, about many a mekel, of course. But that's not the question. Most people ask me, the wife cannot tolerate the heat in the kitchen, Yontif. Isn't that true? It sounds familiar. My wife also complains about it every Yom Tov. That's not a heter.
Why can't you just do the work on the heter if it's about to overcook?
Yeah, but sometimes that's not the problem. And you could, today, you could get, for the little money people have, you could have a timer, you know, that could make it go off.
Simply get an electric oven.
Yeah, talking about the electric ovens.
Unless you like your food rare or medium, whatever, there's a point where you're about to go away and be overcooked. So
not always. My wife doesn't. It's not always true.
Well, what if you needed it really high for a different dish and now you have another dish and you need a low flame? That's a hectic.
Are you allowed to if it's going to burn the dish?
Really?
Right.
So you don't want a schnitzel, you need it very, very hot, and then you want to make something else, you're allowed to lower it to that?
Yes. That's why you came here today.
So that's the head to burn your food?
Yeah, the food is going to get burned. And not everyone agrees to that head there, but that's the most accepted.
So take a piece of food, put all four flames, and continue cooking it lower.
Well, if you're afraid, if it's going to get burned, you're right.
But anything in real life, you just have to pull it off the oven. Like, it's not. Like, what's going to burn? Give me one example. One food that can burn.
It's
in
the grill of hot water. If you're boiling water, you're not.
Right, if it's going to stop overflow, that's also true. So then the next halacha, I want to just focus on the next halacha. The next halacha, I want to just jump because we don't have wood. We don't use firewood. You do have it, you make a fireplace. So the only wood you're not allowed to use that wood only for fireplace. You can't decide that's a good piece of wood I'm going to use for something else. You know, since you prepared it for firewood, especially nowadays, nothing in the house needs any firewood. We have, for every little need, we have a special keli. I always talk about the door stopper. When I was growing up, about 30 years ago, now it was just 20 years ago, I'll never forget, I went to Shom Zoch about 20 years ago, and the door stopper by him was a brick. I keep the door open. I said to him, is it only for this Shabbos? No, that's my door stopper. Today we have a special door stopper, and everything we have is living in a different era. So, you know, wood would be totally mitzvah, but if you, like he said, your wife makes a fireplace, you allow to make a fireplace yontif to, if it's cold, not just for no reason, but they learn, you just want to just to have a, they learn, it's, if you allow to light levatola, a candle levatola is a big machlokes. You know what that means? You want to just romance, put out a candlelight. Not so simple. Not everyone agrees it's okay. That's a machlokes.
What's the machlokes based
on? Because there's no need. What's the need?
What about a cigarette?
Cigarette, you missed. Cigarette is an Easter gomet to smoking out of.
What? Is it smoking?
Yeah. Because it's not shovel lechol nafesh. The only reason you're allowed to point cigarette because you make a fire for food, I'm making my fire for non-food. But I'm not only making a fire for non-food if it has to be, everyone would also want that. So we shove lechol nafesh. The idea of, you're allowed to cook.
Right.
Why you're allowed to smoke? Yeah, but why should it be a half a minute of smoking? Because since I make a fire for food, for food, I'm like a fire for non-food. But that what I'm making the fire for non-food has to be something that everyone would like to do that. That means 20 years ago, more than half the people smoked. So since they smoke, so it's, you know, they enjoy it. But now, you still smoke? You're a minority. The smoke is of the minority. Right, so Mamela, it's not Shavuot Chol Nefesh, you're not allowed to smoke in Yontif. It's a Isser, the Raisa, to smoke a Yontif.
What considered people want to
smoke?
Majority people.
In humanity, in the country, in
the city? Where you live. That's a, so right now, I asked last time, someone told me this shul only two people smoke.
This shul,
very few. How many people? 40 members?
Much more than that.
There's 200 people in it?
More with kids, 50 with kids.
With the kids. Yeah. Without the kids.
Without the kids. Like, whatever, 180 people, a lot of people here.
Yeah, that's great. So, Gaponim, so how much?
I know Israelis and Persians, very few people.
Okay.
So, when Israelis and Persians are smokers, dominant. Like,
but that's a small percent.
I'll tell you, Israelis and Americans, less than half a million times.
Not here, in Los Angeles. Majority of people, the smokers are less and less. In my shul, there's only one smoker left. Well, they're going secular. Most people still don't smoke. Most people don't smoke.
But it has to be not Jews, because the ideal you're saying is...
That's a machlokes. That's a machlokes, has to be Jews. But that's a separate machlokes in the chayim. But it has to be something that most people would like. Most people don't want to smoke anymore.
Why are you making such a rare food that most people don't like? Is that the same argument?
Food is food.
What if it's like a...
Doesn't make a difference if it's Persian food which you don't like, or doesn't make a difference. Food is food. It doesn't make a difference. A Moroccan food. No, it really doesn't make a difference. Food is food.
That's the issue. Why is that a variable?
Who cares? Because it has to be shovel l'chol nefesh. I remember the Gemara brings a pasuk. I forgot the pasuk. This is very, very important, because we tell smokers you can't smoke yontov. If they go out, they get so angry at me. Yeah. Second day, same thing. There's no special at all.
Let me ask you about this.
Same thing, doesn't it?
I'll tell you why. Because according to what you're saying, is most people in Marshall don't smoke cigarettes.
And not neither cigars.
But cigars are a specialty.
But still, most people don't.
Part of the society.
Doesn't make a difference. Yeah, so that's why it's no good. Most people do not interest in this market.
No one smokes cigars.
So that's for sure makes it even more chomer.
No, but what I'm saying is the chashivas of it doesn't like.
Doesn't.
You know, like,
No.
The
chashivas
should override it.
No. You tried good, but it didn't work.